in class number one, there are the opportunity mentioned. Number two is only the opportunity report, PCOB and report. Number three, our mandate, we comply with our mandate. 3.1, 3.2, evaluation of the AFS. The opportunity center, AFS, beginning to approve the faculty and the finance statement, and we propose that the limited finance statement be accepted and ready to be approved by the court of the NGSA. We have had significant deviations and variances, and we have had explanations for that, and some investigations besides what has been reported by the NGSA, which has been handed over to Canada to do professional policy services, not other than investigations oriented at the opportunity. 3.3, the following policies, we are okay with that. 3.4, management reporting report. At the end of July, we discussed the management report with the Audit Commission of South Africa and the management director and the team, and we learned from management's responses. We have noted that the department has achieved a clean audit and that the job was done. 3.5, internal control. There have been instances of non-significant control weaknesses highlighted by the PG. We also have noted control weaknesses highlighted by the internal audit. Internal audit on page 4 of the document has covered the work that's been listed on that page. We have, people have found areas of improvement through the performance of the work, specifically on the second last audit that was done, as listed as upgrading of informal settlements. And on that, audit, the monitoring controls over the implementation of the selected settlements were not sufficient. Specific reference, monitoring and evaluation procedures have not been defined. Platforms used to monitor the implementation of the projects were not effective. Information used to substantiate reported information is not kept for future purposes. And the actions agreed are not documented properly or not followed up. The time frames and responsible persons not being assigned to actions, and that they used the three actions open to be kept. And the lack of assignment of responsibility leads to the lack of assignment of consequence management to those officials that do not follow up. Reporting on the implementation of the selected projects to senior management does not allow for formal management decisions to be taken in the manner that it's reported in the time since it's reported. Internal audit has made recommendations. Management has negotiated or discussed those recommendations with internal audit. Eventually, management agreed on corrective actions with responsible persons and with due dates. And the audit committee will monitor progress against those commitments on a quarterly basis. The department implemented 93% of the internal audit's previous recommendations that had reached due date, and this was verified by internal audit and internal control. Internal audit, on 3.6, on page 5 of 11, undertook an analysis of the audit universe and identified a total of 40 sub-processes. Of these 40 sub-processes, not all of them required assurance 12. 12 of these sub-processes were identified. Two were covered in the financial government question via the different audits that we undertaken. Eight were covered by my assurance services by other assurance providers, and two sub-processes were not covered. And these two of 12 in the absence of unlimited resources, the audit committee did agree on a reduced target plan. Internal audit completed all the reports geht, wie drängt ihr überhaupt die Freiheit von Ressourcen an?
Accelerated upgrading of artificial was scrambling to collect and it was a transfer for instance goods and the person who deserves this country. Because as you heard from the NG, this muscle came up 2009 it was repeated in 2016. What's the scramble about now that the department is doing?
Thank you. I think further on this, we have the first question on that petite annette.
Prioritize upgrading of the informal settlement and they must do the integrated development to make sure that they then in the case that they're giving to the standing committee itself, but the implementation, the monitoring, which is clear to me, it's like the whole business plan is not up to scratch. It's the one factor that I would really want to hear, what is it exactly that we have identified from the report that we got this morning versus what we are saying now, it's like parallel and to each other. Thank you.
Future, green actions. just to raise the issue of strange spectrum that is currently to correct for age issues, what it's all about. And I think that the reality is, if the department does what is the standard and the management performance agreement, etc., probably like to make it some way. Besides the image yesterday, last time yesterday, the AG announced that Housing was the only department that had all the department capable, then also obvious bias towards that. I think when an issue like this comes about, management's focus is to preserve the clean room status. It's human nature that management will want to, at all costs, whatever it takes, to resolve what will resolve. It means cancelling extra meetings or postponing this or that. That will take place because our business becomes preeminent, and the agent can also probably get kicked into that. Especially when you have contentious issues like this. Where the blame for the issues are where the blame for the issues arising in the first place are something that Scopo has an opinion, AG will have an opinion, Banton will have an opinion, PD will have an opinion, the Royal Committee will have an opinion. But I think the reality is that when any department is faced with a major qualification matter from an own perspective, then it's appropriate and addressing the issue becomes paramount for whatever the reason. My take is that it just absorbs management's time. I'm not saying that the open issues have not come up, I'm not saying the AG is wrong or right or anything like that. I'm just saying these open issues do come up. And this year, it's the this year and last year was the prison services versus transfer payments. But the principle of all issues, interpretation issues, if not specifically addressed, continues to pose an emergency risk to this deflection of management's focus and time and resources if you've not addressed timelessly, because it's now after the fact that management now is debating and getting PT involved and getting national treasury involved and having meetings with the AG, all of these things. So it would be a perennial emerging issue, a first issue from fundamentally deflection of management time, effort, resources to focus on service for the 1 or 2 local funding for the issue. The other issue is on the coverage plan. We agreed to reduce plan due to resource constraints. This was agreed upon up front. At the beginning of the year, when the Senate board presented their plans, they highlighted to us that we had unlimited resources. We have included these other 2 areas also. However, in the context of limited resources, we are reducing that. And we would have engaged the Senate board, and we have said that, are you sure you want to exclude these or including that? And eventually, we have come up with a consensus on what the plan would be between management, the Senate board, and the audit committee. And whatever the Senate board is committed to, they complete it. So I think I've covered all the questions you really need to ask.
Thank you very much. I think I'm still back on the issue of the upgrading of infrastructure plan. And you mentioned that what the department was saying when you went back to do the spot checking is where you saw the issue of the growth in the areas. But I'm trying to find out that the informal settlement is like a moving target. What you have, because it usually is based on land invasion, an illegal setup that you make from. Now, it can be when you do the department, when you start doing the business sense or the upgrading of informal settlement. I'm going to make an example in the case that I'm definitely passionate about that we started or in Transland and Kimberly. There's been an upgrading of the informal settlement, and within a period of about 5 months, while they were busy doing it, then it increased to going the department side, if you are going to be able to monitor and do everything to correct this tick box that you have been saying, correct this one, on an agenda that you don't have control, that you haven't created yourself to be managed, if the community that is managing is themselves, how are you being assessed to get the outcome that says that yes, you are doing that quietly enough for you to say, that you come as an internal auditor and say that you know, the audit committee, say that the department is really delivering and monitoring and implementing everything correct. But it's sort of a dilemma that you don't have control. When you're there, you are going to try to mitigate that, no, I'm set on this button.
Let's hold them over to make them feel.